Hello, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise on this special Mother's Day edition. Yes, it is Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all you moms out there. And you don't have to have kids to be a mom, considered a mom. I'm a mom to a family of ducks. There's not... There's seven babies, which aren't babies anymore, and the mom and dad. Well, joining us in the boardroom before we get into my whole long duck story is Sean Flanagan. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. So, what do you have anything special planned for today?
No, I already tried to call my mom, and she already didn't answer.
She already didn't answer?
No, but I know that her and my dad went out of town. They went somewhere not too far from where they're at, just kind of, I think, to like a little wine place.
Yeah. Oh,
and they're spending the weekend there, so.
Oh. Okay, well, that's nice. Didn't she have a cell phone?
Yeah, but I think the service isn't good. That's what I'm going to go with.
Yeah, that's the excuse. Yeah, sorry, kids. Mom and Dad, we were just, you know, recouping from our fun night out. Well, good for them. Good for them. Well, again, it is Mother's Day, so again, happy Mother's Day to everyone out there. The phone number to call is 760-440-8255. I want to thank Swiss Donuts. They're open today till noon. But they'll be closing early. So Jennifer, she goes to Riverside. The whole family meets at her mom's house over there, and they do whatever it is that they do. So again, today we do have some prizes on the show. We'll just kind of go along, and I'll offer them up. And if it works for you, give us a call, 760-440-8255. And you cannot have won in the last 30 days, and Sean does have a list over there in front of him. All right, Sean, I know you always keep track of this. The new episode of Traveling with Françoise is out.
Yes, and I have it recorded, but I didn't get to watch it.
Okay, well, you will. And I really like it, except, and I'm up front, every show is a learning process.
Right. It should be.
Yeah, this is episode number 5.
I think it should still be that way at episode 500.
I agree. You always need to see how you can make it better.
Right.
I really, really like the concept of this show. The only thing that we didn't catch, because when you're sitting there looking at it on a computer versus television,
right,
things do look completely different. They really do.
It's
just, I don't know. There's something that's just not the same. Anyway, I went through it with cameraman Steve. We went through the whole thing, liked it, sent it to closed captioning. Everything's done, sent it back to the station. So Jack and I sit down to watch. And in the very beginning, there is my Coachella Valley Volkswagen commercial.
Oh, okay.
That I did. That's my first full commercial right. that I produced. It turned out pretty good. Not bad. Because Coachella Valley Volkswagen is now the official transportation sponsor of the show. Well, what happened is we had it kind of backing up. We had it backed up to the beginning of the show.
Right.
And it looks like you almost think that starts the show because you see me walk out of a building. But it doesn't start the show. It's a commercial. So then the show
starts. It looks like an intro?
Yeah. It's a little bit confusing right at the beginning.
Okay.
So we learned, Steve and I, cameraman Steve, that's what I call him. We both talked about it. He understood it too once we sat back, you know, after it was all over and on TV and looked at it again, that we can't have me walking out a door in the beginning and then me standing somewhere else.
Right.
So
yeah.
That part's a tiny bit confusing, but after you get into the show, it's really good.
I'm ready to watch it.
You're going to like
probably watch it today, actually.
Yeah, it's another place that you're going to want to take Jasmine and Janet.
That's awesome.
And they're going to want to go. It's beautiful. And you're going to like it because it's very serene and quiet and beautiful up there.
I like
it's
quiet.
Not mobs of people. The drive is gorgeous. And yeah, you're going to like it. So
awesome.
So that was the deal with that. So that's a good thing, though. So again, Thursday at noon, Friday morning at 5:30. And it's, I'll give you a hint. It's about Lake Henshaw. Some of you are going, where is that? I'm not going to tell you where it is. You have to find it. It's close, only an hour away. And Palomar Observatory. And then we found this restaurant up there in the middle of nowhere. Because there's no restaurant at the observatory. So anyway, you need to watch the show. It's good. I'm getting really good reviews. But like I say, the beginning, I was confused. I'm going, what?
So is it like you time traveled? Like you got out, you walk through a door and you just travel to a new place?
Right, exactly. I walk out Coachella Valley Volkswagen wearing pink and black, and I end up somewhere else wearing turquoise and black, and the hair's different. And I think, well, okay. But anyway, besides that, I like it. All right, today's show is presented by Borrego Springs Golf Resort and Spa. Their summer specials are going on now, so it's a great time to go. Definitely want to give you a heads up on that. This week, I did quite a few things. Yesterday, I wasn't on KSQ. Now, I will be back next week, and we're going to talk about Catalina Island and birthdays. You know, you can have a free trip to Catalina Island for the day on your birthday.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people, when I went last year, there was a gal sitting on the express all by herself, and I just was chatting with her because she had a little ribbon on. And I said, so it's your birthday? She said, yeah. And I said, are you here with friends? She goes, nope. I thought, you know what? I'm going to go.
Hey, sometimes that's the best gift.
She said, I'm going to go. I'm going to relax. I'm going to lay on the beach. I'm going to do my own thing. I'm going to spend the day and not worry about anybody.
That sounds really good.
Yeah. So it's a great program. So we're going to talk about that next week on KESQ. I did get an email that I wanted to share with everyone. And we've been giving away. There's always a lot of contests. There are lots of prizes on the contest page on the website Traveling with Françoise. So you definitely need to go to the website. And my name has an E at the end, just so you know. Without an E is a man, with an E is a woman. I'm telling you all this now because my mother's going to be joining us.
I was saying, I never knew that.
Yeah, well, and mother will come in. And I actually get emails, Sean, from people when I have guests that call me Françoise.
Right.
Because they know it's Françoise.
I know.
But I figure, hey, you can pronounce Françoise. Good.
What's funny is that's you never catch like saying anything to anybody made it to where I never said anything to anybody because I would hear people say it and I'd be like, well, she's not saying it. She never, because I told Jen, I was like, she never says anything. I said, so maybe she doesn't.
You know what? I just can't. I'm not going to stop the show and correct him on the
air.
I'm not going to do it. They're really trying. Half the time, people are so nervous to begin with when they're in here. Until they get going. So I'm okay with it. I'm happy. But just because my mom's here, Sean, I want to make sure you say it correctly.
I think I normally do.
You do say it correctly.
Okay, because I do try to.
Yeah, no one complains about
it. But I get very tongue-tied, so I very well could say it wrong. I might call you just a totally different word altogether.
Well, at least it's always something nice.
Right,
but, I don't get any complaints about how you say my name, so I don't ever worry about it. But we did have an email from Sandra Swain who said, Françoise, thank you ever so much. She won the tickets to Later Life, the production of Later Life at the CV Repertory Online.
Right.
Again, there's even a $50 gift card to the Cliff House on the website contest page as well. Anyway, she said, I cannot recall having ever won anything in my life. How can you have not won one thing in your life?
I think it just feels like that sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, a scratcher, $5 on a scratcher, something. Right. You've won something. Anyway, the performance should be great. I will take my 87-year-old mom, Joan, an unexpected surprise for Mother's Day. So good for her.
There you go.
And the performance was yesterday. Thank you both very much. She was thanking me and the people from CB Rep as well. And I told her, send me an email and let us know how later life,
How it was,
yeah. So, again, we have lots of prizes on the contest page, so go there. Now, also, I went to listen to Dick Shahab with McDonald's. We love Dick, having him in. And he gave a lecture over Cal State University, UCR, the campus. And it was for this group that they have, the Cal State University Associates, which I think I'm going to join because they have some really good speakers. Well, Dick does a phenomenal job.
Yeah.
He does a great job. And I learned a little trick from him that I have to keep that in mind when I'm getting up and speaking, because there's usually a couple people in the crowd that you know.
Right.
You know them by name. They come up and talk to you. He made sure that he called. I was one of them. You know, he said, and I have to be careful because we know Françoise is going to give this away on their show on Sunday. But he was so clever in calling out people that he knew in the audience. He didn't know where they were, but he knew they were there.
Right.
And I thought, wow, really smart. And the way he just incorporated them into his talk about some that one fellow he knows goes to McDonald's every morning for coffee.
Right.
Other person, he was joking, said her car is full of Big Mac wrappers. But, you know,
it was really fun.
Yeah, really fun and so clever on his part. So I learned that. But here's some interesting facts that I know you will appreciate. He was talking about the evolution of McDonald's. In fact, the fellow that was there that opened the very second McDonald's store was there.
Oh, yeah.
At this lecture. Yeah. And there are 41 top languages in the world. In the world. There's 41 top languages that are spoken.
Right.
39 of those are spoken or spoke. I think it would be spoken. Right here in Southern California.
Wow.
39 out of 41.
Wow. That's a lot.
Those are big.
Yeah, that's a big number.
Big, big number. I think that right there, everybody went, you could hear the gasp and the.
I want to know where the other two are. Let's go. Let's get them out here.
Right, exactly. Let's make it all 41. But that, he said, that is what we are dealing with at McDonald's. We have to make sure that we can get to all these people.
Right.
All these different languages
yep.
that they can understand what they're ordering. He was also saying that the Coca-Cola contract that they have was done by a handshake in 1954. To this day, there still is no contract with Coca-Cola.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
That is.
It's still that handshake deal. That was something else I thought was fascinating. Also, marketing next year, 60% of their marketing is going to be through social media.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That's where a lot of it's going.
He better not go anywhere. He's stuck right here in traveling with Francois. Well, I'll do the social media too as
there
well.
You go.
And here's something else. This is sort of breaking news, and he kind of was looking for me, but I'm going to say it anyway because it's going to happen. Uber Eats in just a few days is going to be partnering with McDonald's.
Oh, yeah.
And they will be delivering McDonald's. Remember, he did talk that
right.
it's a possibility. Well, it's just coming to fruition very quickly now.
I think that it should. I think that I mean, when I was younger, granted, I lived closer to kind of like the downtown, a downtown area to where yeah. you could get pretty much anything delivered.
Yeah.
You know, and it was weird because when I moved out here, you can't really get anything delivered.
No, yeah. Well, McDonald's, they are changing that. They are one step ahead of the curb, and more and more people are doing that. We're going to talk about that. So I think it's time for us to step aside for a moment. I will bring, I think both of my guests are here. I know my mother is. She came with me. And John Monahan, he should be in the house as well. So we're going to bring him in, and we're going to talk about all sorts of things, including local events and more. You're listening to Traveling with Francois right here on Money Radio 1200 AM and 100.9 FM. I have to think every time I say that. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francois on Mother's Day. Yes, it is. And like I said, I am a mother to a family of ducks, to all the animals that come around the house. So, that's me. But joining me in studio is my very own mother, Anique Milligan. Mom, say hi.
Well, hello. How do you do?
All right. And I said online today that you have a French accent.
Of course, because I am French.
There you go. So that works. I said, when was the last time you heard a French accent? And also in the hot seat next to me is a longtime friend, John Monahan. Hey,
good
John.
Morning, Francois. It's been a long time since I've been here.
I know you haven't been on the radio. In fact, you can put that mic down a little bit and move it around so
there
you're a little
go.
More comfortable. Yeah, you used to join me on Business for Breakfast quite
right.
often.
And
yes.
it's been months.
And
I was on Traveling with Francois, I think, one or two times.
Couple times.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been a long time because you were always gone on the weekends and off doing who
And
knows
I was
what...
gone this weekend, but I came back last night back. Just for your
yeah,
show.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear about that story. And I want you to give a shout out to one of your big fans, Alberta.
Oh, Alberta, I understand she broke her hip.
Yeah,
but she's doing very well.
She's doing well.
Extremely well.
Yeah, she lives next door to you, Mother.
Yes, she does.
She loves John.
And if Alberta's listening, happy Mother's Day, Alberta.
Okay.
And I hope you're doing well.
So why do people say that? Because I've been doing the radio 14 years. And Sean, you hear this a lot, too. When people come on that are guests, they always say, if someone's listening. Do you not
oh,
think that
I should assume
listening?
They are listening.
Well, if they are not, it's their loss.
Well, there you go.
Well, or maybe they're listening like later, you know, they're streaming it later.
Yeah. Well, we are streaming in we're streaming podcasts. Now we're on FM and AM. You can hear us on 100.9 FM.
Yes, so. I listened to FM last week.
Oh, you did listen?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it sounds good.
It does.
And the power's going up even more. Ron Cohen, the owner of CRC Media West, is telling me that they have to do all these FCC steps when they get a translator like this, that they can't just power it up, that they have to gradually increase the power as it goes along. So they get approval each time.
Oh, so it just takes time.
Right. So now they just got approval for another power boost. So he said, so he's really excited. I'm excited. So it's just good for us all
and
the
I'm
way
sure
around.
And I'm sure approvals take very long time in this industry.
Boy, I tell you, they certainly do.
Yeah.
All right. Big news. No desert trip this year. The music festival.
What happened?
Oh, that's right. They said they were not coming back.
Not coming back this
nope.
year. They
nope.
said it was very unusual that last year they were able to get all those performers together at one time. That this year it wasn't working out, but Desert Trip last year was the highest grossing concert of 2016, yielding a record $160 million over 2 weekends.
All right. So Desert Trip compared to Coachella Fest. Is Different performers, different crowd. It's an older crowd, right?
Yeah, they called it Ocella which these performers won a lot more money.
So when did they announce that there's going to be no Desert Fest this year?
Just, I think it was last Monday.
Yeah, it was a couple of days ago, actually.
Yeah, so that's it. No desert trip. And a lot of the hotels were already booked for that time frame. People were hoping they'd lock them in, and now people are already canceling. But we will have a Comic-Con, Palm Springs. Yeah, that is coming. That's coming back. So that's a good thing. Also in the news that I wanted to talk about, because we have our... Oh, Sean, did you go grab your jelly? Did you eat Sean's jelly donut, John?
No. Actually, your mother kept wanting me to take a donut, and I didn't because I'm trying to lose a little weight. And you know what? Donuts are probably, 500 calories or something?
I don't know. I only have them on the weekends now.
They're so delicious. But
yeah. I've lost 6 pounds since I started changing my diet and riding my bike.
Very good.
I know.
I saw your bike. I need to get one.
I like my bike. It's my Coachella Cruiser is what it is.
Oh, yeah?
So here's,
I thought it was a Hawaii Cruiser.
Well, it has Hawaiian flowers on it.
Yes.
But I call it a Coachella Cruiser because who knows whose VIP butt was sitting in it at Coachella Fest. That's where it was used.
Well, you know what? But who cares?
I don't care.
Right.
No, it's so comfortable. You know what I love about that bike is the seat. It has a really, and I'm just saying, I guess it would be expensive. It has the springs in the seat. When I go through a little dip, all the gutters we have in the streets here for the water, you don't feel anything. You know, where before my other bike, my teeth would rattle every time I hit a bump.
Well, Francois, I actually got a bike probably 2 years ago, and I've ridden it twice. I hate to admit it, but I've only ridden it twice. Once I rode it from my house to work, which is about 4 miles, and then I decided it was too far. So I
started wrong.
I put it in my SUV and went back to my house.
That was it.
And that's the last time I've ridden it.
Yeah, you can't start full bore.
Well, it's one of those bikes, too, that has like 10 speeds and stuff.
Oh, yeah, it's one of those.
Mine has three.
A very simple bike.
And I love the second speed. That's perfect speed.
I can go
up and down hills and into the wind and everything. So I like number two. But since we're talking about food here, it says they have found out that pass the cheese, please, and the cream, that carton of full-fat yogurt and a big glass of milk, because they're finding a team of experts analyzed with 29 studies found that dairy products, even high-fat ones, do not increase the risk of heart attacks and strokes.
And I also heard that cottage cheese is coming back as a number one health item as opposed to yogurt.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I like cottage cheese.
Oh, I love cottage cheese.
Oh, I cannot stand cottage cheese at all.
Put some pineapple in it.
I like it with pineapple.
I had it with peaches the other night. I have a peach tree.
Oh, in the backyard?
Yes.
Oh, you do?
Oh, my God.
And the peaches
are so good.
They're
real ripe.
Oh, wow.
They're delicious.
Hmm. Okay. Well, it says dairy products form an important part of a healthy, balanced diet. However, many are high in saturated fat and salt. They say we're all consuming too much of both, increasing our risk of heart disease. But they say we recommend choosing lower fat varieties in milk and dairy products or eating smaller amounts to reduce saturated fat and salt in the diet. So dairy items are good.
And I hear that as far as non-fat, I hear that 1% fat is much better than non-fat. That's what I've heard.
Yeah, the non-fat has no taste.
Well, but
it's horrible. Yeah, non-fat meat is absolutely horrible.
1% fat is much better, I guess.
Yes, I would agree with that.
Because we're supposed to have some fat. Jeez, we're supposed to have something. And then salt. Here you go.
No salt.
I'm going to ask all three of you this one. Sean, that means you in there. Which do you think has more salt, a Panera Bread wild blueberry scone or a large order of Burger King French fries? Sean, what do you think?
Well, I mean, I'm going to go with the scone because it just sounds like it should be that.
Okay, you say the scone. Mother, what do you think?
French fries.
John?
Well, everybody is going to think that it's a hamburger. So because everybody thinks it's probably the hamburger,
the fries
is probably the scone.
It is the scone.
Uh-huh.
The scone
has more salt. It says they were taking this calorie count and salt intake, and it says here that the Panera Bread wild blueberry scone has more salt in it than you can even imagine than French fries. But they say here what they're trying to do is push towards menu items telling us how much salt is in something, which a lot of them already do when you look at the container. But they say, you know, salt is still not a great thing in too much.
Well, it's all anyway. Moderation.
Scones are so good. I mean, it's hard to believe there is so much stuff.
I know.
I love scones.
I love scones, too.
Anyway, all right. So let's move along. Right now is the Get a Life Weekly Announcements brought to you by The 500, Palm Springs' only concierge-driven executive building. Also, you know that place, don't you, John?
I was just going to say.
Also home to Ristretto for coffee lovers and Gallery 500, located on the corner of Ramon and Indian Canyon in Palm Springs. Call today at 760-864-6500 or on the web at the500ps.com. And you have breaking news at the 500. Your charging station is now open.
Right.
You have the beautiful solar-covered parking.
And I think it's part of Charge Point, where you have to have an app on your phone.
Yeah.
And then the app will connect you to the charger. And the first 30 minutes is free. Mm-hmm. And then after that, we charge, I believe it's $3 an hour to charge.
Uh-huh, with a maximum of 4 hours, because I gather that's probably what. Now, this company, ChargePoint, has charged over 25,000 charging stations worldwide. Is it interesting now, thanks, Sean, that you all, we posted on Facebook that you have the new chargers.
Right.
I have never parked in a charging spot. I would be embarrassed to, but yet you had a note from one of your regular customers there saying that people have just been parking in those. I couldn't believe that. I thought that's so odd.
Right. I had a comment from Vic, who comes into Ristretto all the time, and he says, John, he said, why don't you, well, actually, he just said that, you know, there's a problem every time he tries to use it, somebody's parked there. But the charging station was just put up, and we haven't gotten a sign yet that says that it's only for EV cars.
Yeah, I just thought weird that you would even have to put a sign in front of a charging station that if you don't have a charging car, why would you stop there?
Well,
people are weird sometimes.
We've been having a little parking issue lately, which is a good thing.
It's a good thing because you're so busy.
Thing. It is.
Well,
it's
best
very busy.
Of the valley and all sorts of awards going on over there at Ristretto. So anyway, congratulations to the 500 for now having the beautiful solar-covered parking, the charging stations. I mean, I think the building's pretty much done.
It is done. It is done. So now I need another hobby.
Yeah, there you go. We'll have to find you
something
else to do.
All
right. And real quickly, because we're going to have to go to break, the Desert Entertainer, they are going to a once-a-month all-glossy magazine. Big news there. I have an ad that runs with the Desert Entertainer on their map section. So this is really big for them. The first issue comes out in June. I can't wait to pick one up. They'll be free, as they are now, all over the Coachella Valley. I'll tell you all about it. But again, a once-a-month, a glossy, high-end magazine. That's what the Desert Entertainer is doing. On that note, we're going to step aside. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise on Money Radio 1200 and 100.9 FM.
Hi, Don.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise on this special Mother's Day edition. Joining me in the boardroom, as always, is Sean Flanagan. Also in studio is my mother, Anique Milligan, and a good friend, John Monahan.
Hello again.
Yeah. Welcome back to the show. All right, real quickly, I want to give you a heads up. I don't know if both of you know, but you should know by now, that Coachella Valley Volkswagen, they are the official transportation provider of Traveling with Francoise television. So, and radio, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So,
and you're going to go get a new Volkswagen, right?
I'm waiting for the Atlas to come out. They have a new owner.
Right.
They have new management. So they're really excited about being back
with
the show. So that's really good news.
So when do you get your new car?
We're waiting for them to come in because it's that new Atlas, and they think it's going to be really, really popular. So I'm just waiting. It's
2017 or 18? Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm excited about that. And right now they have a $70 Visa prepaid card. If you buy tires over there at Coachella Valley Volkswagen. And I also want to give everyone a heads up, too, that Angel View, that their new resale operations clearance center transportation hub is open, and that is over off of Dillon Road in Desert Hot Springs. I need to get over there. It's 26,000 square feet.
I'll go with you.
To go there, too.
Yeah, it's a clearance. He said, Tracy, of course, we have Tracy on the show, Power, several times, said they get so many items that they really just want to sell for a dollar or so.
All right.
It's like a gigantic.
So why don't you two come down? You two come down. We'll have lunch at Ristretto.
Okay.
And then we'll drive over to Angel View.
And go shopping.
It would be marvelous.
Brand new building. So it's good for them. And Renova Solar, they have that big solar project going on at the river. I was just there the other day. So congratulations to Renova Solar. Doing a good job. And Braille Institute, they always have a lot of free programs going on. Mother, you're having a little issue with vision loss. So you've been going to the Braille Institute.
Well, it is a very congenial place.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. And John Billings is wonderful. Yeah. He is the one that sets the appointment and all the classes.
Yeah.
And really, honestly, you have a choice. And if you're completely blind, this is a place to go.
Yeah, totally. They do such a good job. They're on Ramon Road in Rancho Mirage, and all their classes are free.
It is free, and unfortunately, the only problem is to get there sometimes. But once you are there, I mean, you really feel comfortable.
Right.
Totally.
Well, the problem for some people have to take the sundial, and others have to get a ride because, frankly, if you can't see, you shouldn't be driving.
Well, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yes. And don't think that you can drive if you can barely see, because that's not a good thing. But so, again, the Braille Institute, take advantage, folks, of everything they have to offer. Now, speaking of taking advantage, if you would like two tickets to the Living Desert Zoo and Gardens, I have those. Give us a call at 760-440-8255. That is passes for two to the Living Desert Zoo and Gardens. All right, so right now it's time for the Get a Life Weekly Freebies, brought to you by Country Club Cleaners in Palm Desert. From bedding, ball gowns, and casual wear, Country Club Cleaners does it all. They're right over there by Bristol Farms. Ask for Jeannie, and you will get 10% off dry cleaning if you mention Traveling with Francoise.
So, and yeah, where is this?
It's right there off of Country Club in the Bristol Farms Shopping Center. And Jeannie's been doing, she has, yours mother as well.
Well, she does. She's a wonderful lady. She does very good alterations.
She's great with the alterations. She says Jeannie is what, I mean, I think half the customers go just talk to Jeannie because she's so nice. But that's where I get all my press-only items done because I do not iron. All right, there are a lot of free events. There's one misconception here in the Coachella Valley that the summer we don't shut down anymore. There are a lot of free events.
Everything is open most of the time.
Yeah, lots of stuff, a lot of free movies. This month is really still a very busy month. Tomorrow, the stories, the 2017 Cultural Chats. This is with the Coachella Valley History Museum. Stories My Elders Told Me happens at 6 p.m. and it's free. These are all free events at the Coachella Valley History Museum. Gates open at 5:45. The program is at 6 p.m.
No, it is very busy now, Palm Springs. I tell you, I've been downtown a couple times the last couple weeks, and people all over the place. And I remember when I first started coming to Palm Springs, probably in the late 70s, the stores would have aluminum foil on their windows because they'd all closed down at air conditioning. Oh, what a change.
And the weather has been, it always happens. The snowbirds leave town as soon as it hits the 90. They panic, they leave town, and then we get this great cooler weather.
I know.
And it was beautiful. What, last week it rained and it was 72?
It was like 105 or 106 2 days in a row.
And then it went down
to like 70 and rained.
And then they're all thinking back home, well, it's raining there, and why did they leave?
Right.
Every single year this happens. Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, we have a lot of free events going on. Palm Desert Civic Center on the 18th, they have their concert in the park. You don't want to miss that. The Civic Center Amphitheater from 7:30 to 9 p.m. every Thursday in the month of May. Those are a lot of fun. You bring your lawn chairs, hang out. They have food trucks over there, outdoors.
And that's at the amphitheater?
Yeah, right here.
I've actually never been to the amphitheater.
Yeah, it's very nice.
It's very, very nice. Very nice.
Now, here's something that's not free, but it's kind of free if you don't buy anything, but it's almost free because everything is such discounted. Friends of the College of the Desert Library, they're having their annual Summer Book Bargains fundraiser. That means their books are on...
Almost free.
Almost free. Okay. It's 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. College of the Desert Craven Student Resource Centers. And of course, it's free to go. So go on over there and just fill up bags for books. Yeah.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. And all this will be posted on the website. So whatever we missed today, which I know we're going to miss some stuff, I'll make sure everything will be posted on the Traveling with Francoise website. Also, there is over at Sunnylands on the 19th, they have their Movies in the Park. And those start at night. It's Movies at Night. The gates open at 7:30. The movie starts at 8. On the 19th, the movie is Now and Then. Four women played by Rosie O'Donnell, Melanie Griffith, Rita Wilson, and Demi Moore. And so this happens on the 19th. The free movies at Sunnylands. You've been to Sunnylands.
That's going on. Yeah, I've been to Sunnylands.
Yeah, Mother, you've been to Sunnylands.
It's beautiful.
It is beautiful. I don't think people realize that whole center area is free. You don't have to pay to go in there.
No.
I went there when Desert X had an exhibition at Sunnylands.
We went together.
Oh, that's right, Francois.
Thanks, Joe.
Somebody.
All right. That was me. Yeah, when we were out cruising around and half of the exhibits were either closed or,
right,
or
right.
something. But they did well, Desert
oh,
X.
They did
they
very
a,
well. Desert X
was up a very good docent, too.
Oh, where? Over at Sunnylands?
Yeah, in the yeah. park.
Oh, in the park there.
In
yes,
the park,
they do.
Yes.
They give walks out there in the gardens.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
I took a couple of those.
It's a beautiful, beautiful place to go. I know a longtime listener, Gina and Doug, they go over all the time just to sit in outside in their little cafe area and just enjoy the beautiful view. Yeah, and so it's gorgeous. All right, Memorial Weekend is coming up. So here's something that's free, and they really would like you to get your reservations now. It's on May 20th. It's the second annual Veterans University. This is to help veterans with all sorts of tools that they might need for a job, resources, insurance, answer a whole lot of questions. This is going to be at the Palm Springs Convention Center from 8:30 to 4:30. It is a free event. They would like you, though, to call and make reservations. So veterans, go and take advantage of this. Representative Raul Ruiz will be there, 760-424-8888. And again, all this information is on the website. Also happening, American Heritage Armed Forces Day, Saturday, May 20th. Palm Desert Civic Center is having another concert at 7 p.m. over there. And it looks like it's going to be the Desert Winds Freedom Band.
Oh.
Which I hear they're very good.
It, huh?
Yeah, they've been around for quite a while. In fact, here's a little bit more information about them. It's a free event, like I say. It's going to be all very patriotic songs and at the park. And they say bring a picnic dinner, chairs, and blankets to enjoy a spectacular evening of Americana and patriotic music. So that happens on Armed Forces Day, Saturday, May 20th, again, 7 p.m.
At what park?
At the Palm Desert Civic Center. Same place as the other
one. Oh, same.
Yeah, Palm
with
Desert.
With the amphitheater.
The amphitheater is, yeah. They do a lot over there. And during the summer, that 4th of July, packed, packed, packed. They have a huge 4th of July show.
Well, we can see the fireworks from our house.
Yeah, so I just usually just sit right there.
Just
and
just sit there, too.
Yeah.
Well,
and
this year you'll have to go down.
Yeah. Well, the only thing you do is you miss the show. There's a lot of music and stuff that go. So that... But you can turn on the radio to one of the radio stations that has all the music and get it that way. And there's a book signing. It's free to go to, but of course you have to buy the book if you want to get it signed. Just Fabulous in Palm Springs. They are having a book signing with Lynn Duran, the author, photographer of OMO, Images of OMO Valley Tribes. OMO. So it must be OMO Valley Tribes. I never heard of those.
I've never heard of it either.
I heard of the Pomo.
Yeah, no, this is because this is in Ethiopia.
Oh, well.
Maybe that's
a different tribe.
That, yeah. Maybe.
That is not a local tribe.
No.
Yes, no.
Not say it.
But this is happening between 2 and 4. They're going to have light refreshments, and public is invited. Of course, you have to buy the book. So that's happening at Just Fabulous. So book signings can be fun, but those are tough. Those are really, really hard because the authors never know who's going to show up.
We've had a couple book signings at Ristretto, and you're right. It's hard to tell. You know, there's there for, you know, 4 hours or 5 hours, and there's a line 1 hour, and then it's, you know, totally, you know, empty for an hour.
You just never know. And it's hard for the author because they know their friends are going to show up, definitely, and normally buy books, but you just don't know because people have to be interested in that subject to want to buy the book.
Well, I went to a book signing by a guy named Villaseñor, and there was a very long line. But when I showed my book, he immediately asked me to come first. It was very nice of him. He signed the book, and he told me this is the first edition, which I had no idea it was.
So why did he ask you to...
Because he saw the cover of the book.
That you were buying?
No, I already had it.
You already had Oh.
And when he went by, and I was holding it like that, and he saw that, and he told me, would you come first and I will sign it for you? This is your first edition.
Oh, nice.
I have it at home.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, let's see. There it goes. You got a little clout there, Mother.
Well, of course.
Yeah, there you go. All right. On that note, we need to step aside for just a moment. When we come back, we have a lot more. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise right here on 1200 AM and 100.9 FM. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show every day. Yeah, everybody. On this Mother's Day edition of Traveling with Françoise, I am Françoise Rhodes, your host. Joining us here in studio is my mother, Anique Milligan.
Hello.
Yeah, we have to talk into the mic, Mother. You can't just, all right, there you go. Because they can't hear you when you're sitting way back. Sean can only push that button up so far in there.
Push the button up.
Yeah. He's, and John Monahan.
Hello.
Yeah. Those, a lot of you remember John from Business for Breakfast. He used to hang out with me. I still get people say, would you bring that show back? But now that I'm so used to not getting up early.
And I was on for quite a bit for a while.
You were,
Once or twice a week.
Now I'm thinking of having to get up early again every morning. No, that's all right. I'm thinking about something else, though. I've been tossing around doing a restaurant show. I still can't get that out of my system. I can't get it out of my system. I think we need a really good restaurant show here in the Coachella Valley.
All right. So,
that might
Francois,
be a good
if
idea.
You can't get it out of your system.
Yeah.
That means you have to do it.
I know.
To get
it
out of your
system. I am obsessed with it. Some of you
tell
out
me
there,
about it.
You will remember Maurice. He was on 920 before 920 closed. He had a restaurant show for a long time, and he did a phenomenal job. Sean, you remember Maurice, don't you?
I was just thinking I would like to go around with you and try things out.
To try things out, yeah.
You know. I don't know if you need like security or anything.
Oh,
like
if
that,
I need security? Yeah. Okay, you can be the other second tester. But you have to be careful because if you're not supposed to take free food because you have to be objective.
Right.
See? All right.
Yeah. Now you can have it, but see, I couldn't. Yeah. But
well, then
I
definitely want to go with you.
You definitely want to go. I am obsessed with that. So who knows? Anyway,
well, there are so many new restaurants and opening up all the time.
All the time.
Great show.
Yeah. But I want it. I even have a name all picked. I don't want to give away the name, but it wouldn't be. It would be a show where we'd be really honest about the place. You know me. I'm very positive.
Right.
But the good and the bad.
I think that the other cool thing is that. Being that we still have a lot of people that come into town, I know every time people come into town, they ask me, well, where should we go eat? This and that. And I think that people should know.
Yeah.
They need to know where to go.
Right. And then when those that have little problems that they can fix.
Right.
When you kind of talk about it on the air, they might fix them a little bit quicker.
Lights that little fire.
Yeah. So we were talking just a minute ago. We were talking about all the free events in town. And during the break, we were all talking. Mother, you were talking about the Hollywood Bowl. John, you just went to see Billy Joel.
I went to see Billy Joel last night at Dodger Stadium. The concert was actually great.
Yeah, he's a good performer.
But what a nightmare.
Yeah, we forget how easy it is here to go to the McCallum, to all these theaters, to go to these concerts. We think a five-minute wait is a long time.
I tell you, McCallum Theater is heaven compared to L.A.
So where did you start? Where was your starting point, and where did you go?
So I was in Agora for the weekend.
Yeah.
And I had friends at the Beverly Hilton who had tickets for Billy Joel. So I drove down to the Beverly Hilton and picked him up. And then we were actually going to take Uber, but we decided that I would drive, and then I would drive back to Palm Springs last night after the concert.
Right.
So I go down to the Beverly Hilton at 6 o'clock. We leave at 6:15 for an 8 o'clock concert, and it's 11 miles.
Now, 11 miles.
That's 11 miles.
Yeah.
Now, wouldn't you think that that is plenty time?
I would probably figure in my mind, okay, it's going to take us about an hour to get there, park, and that's an hour seems like a long time.
Well, it was back-to-back traffic, and not just for Billy Joel, but just because it's L.A.
Yeah.
Like the Hollywood Forever mortuary was having a movie out, a movie in the park night, and Santa Monica Boulevard was just jammed with cars. It took us, by the time I got into my seat, it was 2.5 hours for 11 miles.
I believe it.
Parking was a nightmare. It was awful. And all I could think of is never, ever again at Dodger Stadium. So then we got to the concert, and then we actually got tickets through pre-sale American Express. We got the best seats available, and the seats were horrible.
You couldn't even
see them. They were on the side. So you couldn't see Billy Joel, and you couldn't see the screen.
Oh, no.
So, yeah. But the music was great.
But you just couldn't
see him.
Did you leave early?
No, we didn't leave early. We waited till the very end, and then it took us a little over an hour just to get out of the stadium. So, and then I gave him a ride to downtown L.A. to the Bonaventure so that they could get Uber to take back to the Beverly Hilton. And then I came back to Palm Springs, and I got here at 2:40 a.m.
Oh, what a long night.
Yeah. It was a long night, and I tell you, the McCallum is wonderful. Yeah. I mean,
we get spoiled down here.
Oh, we do. We do.
We get very spoiled. I complain about going to Coachella or Stagecoach or whatever, thinking that I don't want to wait just to park. That's a big thing with me. I don't like to spend a lot of time parking. I don't know how you kept your composure. I probably would have had a fit.
Well, they all kept saying, John, you're so patient, you're so patient. I said, you only knew what I was thinking.
What you were thinking.
But anyway.
Had the concert started when you said it had to have started?
Oh, yeah. We didn't get seated till 9. So we were an hour late. And I kept telling him, I said, you know, I said, the McCallum, I live in Andreas Hills in Palm Springs. So the McCallum is probably, what, 12, 15 miles away?
Yeah.
I can leave my house and park and get into the McCallum in a half hour.
Right.
So
yeah.
It's McCallum from now on.
From now
Yeah, from now on.
And we have all these great venues here. And Mother, you had the same issue at the Hollywood Bowl.
It was horrible.
And this was a long time ago.
That was in
20 years ago,
yeah,
something.
Yeah, 1985. Mm-hmm. And, of course, it was Luciano Pavarotti, and the tickets were terribly expensive, and the parking, we had to pay for that, too. And going there was an horror. Coming back was even worse.
Well, and Hollywood Bowl's tough because isn't there only that one main street that leads you up to the
Highland.
Hollywood Bowl?
Yes.
Yeah.
Highland.
Yes.
Oh, the problem with parking there is it's all tandem parking.
Yes.
So, you know, tandem parking is, you know, you have to wait for the car in front of you or behind you to leave and on the side of you.
Okay, they've been doing that down here. I do not like tandem parking. We went, what did we go to the Michael Phelps, that luncheon? Remember with Michael Phelps?
Uh-huh.
Well, they tandem parked my car at the Westin Mission Inn in Mission Hills, Westin Mission Hills Resort over there. And they couldn't find the person. That someone had tandem parked in front of me. They couldn't find that person. It was an employee, and you were gone within 5 minutes. It took me half an hour before I ever got my car. I didn't say too much. I'm saying it right now.
Yeah.
But I'm not a big fan of tandem because that has to really be organized.
Oh, it does.
The parking attendant has to be right on the ball.
Well, and tandem parking at the Hollywood Bowl, there's no parking attendant. Yeah. So you just kind of stand there, wait for the people to come in front of you and behind you and the side.
Then on top of that, you have to go on top of the hill. The parking where we had was on top of a hill. And so to go back to the Hollywood Bowl, you had to go down the hill walking and then get to your seats. We got there on time. But coming out,
had to go back up there.
But
it was just.
At least with the Hollywood Bowl, you can take public transportation. You can take the train to Highland and either walk or, you know, take a cab up.
Where did we do it? John, once in a while, folks, likes to go traveling with me on Traveling with Francoise. And remember when we went to the Grand Canyon, we actually hopped on the bus, which was really fun.
Uh-huh.
We parked just in one of their spots. Instead of trying to find parking spots at all the other drop-off, we just hopped on the shuttle there. And it was really a lot of fun.
Was.
Yeah, and we saw the, what did we see, elk or no? Was it?
It was elk.
Elk that
were
rolling
around.
Yesterday for lunch, I went to see some friends in Santa Barbara, and they were telling me they took the train from Santa Barbara to downtown L.A., and, you know, it took them maybe an hour.
Yeah.
And, you know, ran around downtown L.A., had a great time, went to the museums, and then took the train back. I just never think of taking public transportation.
No, we just are so spoiled here in California. Well, right at this segment of the show, we were talking about the priced events brought to you by Desert Arc Attire in Thousand Palms. Yes, Desert Arc Attire does it all, from silk screening, embroidering, you name it. And just keep in mind, when you use Desert Arc Attire, you are also employing clients of Desert Arc, which is a really good
great.
Thing. That's a good
that's
thing.
Great.
So, and that's where I get my Traveling with Francoise baseball caps and golf caps and all that. So give them a call at 760-343-7333. And remember, all this information is on the website. And there's just a two-week now. They only have about a two-week turnaround time over there at Desert Arc, which is good, really good for them. All right, tram passes. Their summer pass starts, which is a really good deal. If you like to go back and forth to the tram, I just got a text from Billy Winters, our board op on a golf show. He went up to the tram, picture of him up there. He said it was beautiful up there. The summer pass is $80 for adults and seniors 65 and $40 for children. This is unlimited, May to August 31st.
We have a customer in Ristretto who gets a summer pass, and she goes up hiking every day.
Yeah.
Every day takes the tram up and goes hiking.
Deal. Such a great, great deal. All right. Well, I have a lot of other events that you can pay for. Cabot has their evening at the Pueblo coming up on May 20th, the nurses' luncheon. Lots of stuff going on still in the Coachella Valley, folks. And for you to find all that out, you're going to have to go to the website Traveling with Francoise. So you guys are sticking around for the second hour.
All right.
We are going to talk travel. John, you went through a TSA global entry. Mother, you speak 900 different languages.
Oh, not quite.
Well, okay, maybe not 900. How about nine? No, six.
No,
I don't know. You speak
five,
a lot.
Five.
Yeah. And I barely speak English, but that's okay. We're going to talk about travel, all the trends happening in travel. A lot of stuff to talk about today on the show, folks. We're just switching it up today for Mother's Day. So stick around. Don't go anywhere. We're going to have our news break that covers some national news and some local news as well with the weather, which is gorgeous out there. So stick around. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio 1200 AM and the new 100.9 FM. We'll be right back.
Very good, daughter. Very good.